The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and learn how you can support this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Hi, this is Michael Grant, young adult author. Well, not really young myself, but you know, I write for young adults. And you're listening to Nerdy Show.
Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. Hi, I'm Cap.
Hi, I'm Hex.
And hey, guys, this is not your usual Nerdy Show episode. Here's why.
It ain't your mama's Nerdy Show.
No, it ain't. I don't think it's really ever been your mama's Nerdy Show. And if your mama is a fan of Nerdy Show, then what's up, mama? How you living?
How you doing?
So this episode is more so to tell you, hey, this is Nerdy Show Live Month.
Yay!
So we're doing nothing but, for the most part, as far as, you know, main Nerdy Show goes, the Nerdy Show that you're listening to right now, we're doing all live shows in person and on the internet. So you're hearing this, and that means that our episode of Nerdy Show Comic Show, which is what this particular episode you're listening to is labeled as, Nerdy Show Comic Show, is up at nerdyshow.com and also on YouTube. You can watch a full hour and 12 minutes or so panel with myself, Aaron, Adam from Geek Rest, and comics author Charles Soule.
Oh, snap.
Writer for a bunch of DC books, bunch of Marvel books. He's writing the new She-Hulk that comes out this week. He's writing Swamp Thing. He's writing the upcoming Inhuman book.
Inhuman as in the Marvel Inhumans?
Yeah, yeah, but there's the Inhumans, and then there's Inhuman, and it's one specific character. It's new.
Is it a new Inhuman or an Inhuman that has already existed?
Should we listen
to the episode to find out?
I think it's a new Inhuman. We actually don't discuss it much.
Tune in on the episode to find out. Tune in to the episode just... Because.
And most importantly, perhaps, he writes Red Lanterns, a book that blew really hard until he got on it and made it amazing.
Yay!
It's all about Guy Gardner being fucking awesome. So Charles Soule writes
I can see why Aaron
works.
Would love it then.
Yeah, yeah. And as well as the indie graphic novel Strange Attractors and the book currently coming out from Oni Press called Letter 44. We talk about all that stuff on the Nerdy Show Live episode. And because it's a Nerdy Show comic show live, well, if it's a Nerdy Show and it's live, that means we do weird stuff we couldn't do on podcasts and some visual gags. We bring back the Wheel of Fate to dictate the course of the conversation. We do some Q&A with the audience, and a bunch of weird stuff happens. It's strange. You know, our live shows, we know we give you some pretty high quality podcasts in the podcast game these days. Our batting average is pretty high. But with this live stuff, I mean, we're totally grassroots. We are figuring it out as we go along. So technically speaking, everything worked great this time, but we were working on making it great down to the wire. So we are interested in your feedback. coming up this week, if you're an Orlando local, that means that you can come see Nerdy Show live in person. That's different from Nerdy Show Comic Show live, because that's Nerdy Show Comic Show. This is Nerdy Show live. And it's if you watched our pilot,
it's nothing like that.
There are aspects. There are aspects of the pilot, but really, Nerdy Show Comic Show Live is now more like that pilot than what Nerdy Show Live has turned into. And this upcoming Nerdy Show Live celebrates a very important thing, and that is the 5-year anniversary of Nerdy Show.
Yay! We're 5 years old.
That's right.
Yay!
This is our 6th year of existence, but our 5th anniversary. And actually, we are releasing our earliest recorded episode of Nerdy Show. It's not the first episode. We don't have that, and we don't actually know how many episodes we recorded prior to this. Maybe it's possible to like dig through our emails and interview people and research to find what day we started Nerdy Show, but we actually have no idea.
Yeah.
We just know it was sometime in January.
Yeah.
So if we can figure out the day that Hex, when he worked at McDonald's, went to some kind of employee event at SeaWorld, we would know the day that Nerdy Show started.
Yeah. I don't remember. Those were dark days.
I try to push those deep in the subconscious.
Yes.
Kind of like,
yes.
Kind of drown it a little bit.
Just feed it to Shamu. That's what I do with those memories.
So we've released this Nerdy Show season one flashback episode back when we were on radio, and it was recorded February 11th, 2009. And we talk about a lot of outdated stuff, and it's really funny.
Yay, outdated stuff!
But there's some classic Triforce mic moments that are kind of priceless. In fact, I would say they are actually priceless. free from value. So check that out if you want to experience Nerdy Show in its infancy. And definitely check out Nerdy Show Comic Show on YouTube and also on this episode's page. If you go on YouTube, you can search for Nerdy Show Live, but it'll actually be included. The video will be included in this episode's posting. Another reason we want to do this episode, not just to tell you that there's a bunch of live content happening, but is also to give some shout outs to awesome people because we're listener supported and shout outs on the video
don't really work so
well as the shout outs on the podcast. Oh, yeah. And I meant to say that this Nerdy Show Live episode that we're recording on Wednesday the 12th at 8 p.m. at a comic shop.
It's 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, Eastern. The Nerdy Show Comic Show Live, that was live streamed. This one isn't live streamed. We're doing some.
Oh, then it doesn't matter that it's Eastern.
But it does if you live in Orlando. But anyway, it's we're not doing it live because we're going to actually edit it. So it's nice. It's still live. There's still a live audience. It is an episode themed around, kind of themed around children's birthday parties and definitely themed around Nerdy Show's anniversary and different ways of celebrating that in a Nerdy Show Live fashion. What may become a typical Nerdy Show Live fashion, but like I was saying, we don't even know if these are expensive and complicated things to put on. We don't even know if it's worthwhile. So let us know. So last month was a Nerdy Show movie marathon support drive. You guys sent us money because it takes money to sustain the entire network and put on cool projects like this. And in turn, you guys got to decide what movie marathon we would watch. Well, we now know that the champion was the Greg Weiss Marathon.
Yes!
And so we'll be watching up to 12 hours of Greg Weissman television shows.
I have an excite.
He's actually never done a film, but he has done some feature length when you put the episodes together, cartoons. So not only will we be watching that, but I asked Greg Weissman, hey, man, we're doing this thing. You know about it. You've retweeted it. What are episodes, in your opinion, that we simply cannot ignore of yours? So we have a list from Greg Weissman of content that we are definitely going to watch.
So this Greg Weissman-a-thon is Greg Weissman approved.
It is Greg Weissman approved. Yes.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, thanks to everybody who made that possible. And now we're going to thank you personally, everybody who weren't able to cover in January. February is just a regular run-of-the-mill Nerdy Show support drive. You get cool stuff in the mail, some outtakes from Wicked Anime. We read some other chapters from Vegemorphs, the Animorphs parody, back in our previous Nerdy Show book club. We also had our interview with Michael Grant, the co-author of Animorphs and author of Berserk. We talked with him a lot. We have, I don't remember, maybe almost 15 minutes of deleted content with him. So if you want all that, contribute to Nerdy Show, you will get it in your email. We also have some stretch goals that we came so close to unlocking one of them. And so it's starting again at this month. At $600, you unlock outtakes from episode 161, which is our X-Files episode. There's a little bit of extra stuff with our guests, a tiny bit. But a lot of us screwing around behind the scenes. And at 800, we're unlocking outtakes from the Dungeons & Doritos Book 3 prologue. And there were a great many. That was quite a long recording session. So unlock that stuff and get that much closer to outtakes from D&D Book 3 Chapter 1. And if you don't know, Dungeons & Doritos is back. And Chapter 1 of Book 3 is out. So you know what to do. It's our most popular thing we do. I'm guessing you're well aware of how this goes down. So, the Greg Weissman-a-thon came in at $177, thanks to Archaeus,
man.
Joshua Mayer, Kyle Sweeney, Sean Lawlor, Mjolnir, Jim Finley, Sage Zero, Gary Ure, and Joe Barta.
Yeah.
Small Things That Cause Big Trouble, a very innovative and exciting topic, started by Big Bad Shadow Man, was at $156.
Oh, that was so close.
It was a mighty battle there at the end. Big Bad Shadow Man and Joshua Mayer were fighting for that one. Then Box Office Bob.
Wait, hold on. Joshua Mayer, didn't he also contribute to the Greg Weissman-a-thon?
He is an all-star.
Wow.
As you will see, box office bombs, $55, Joshua Mayer and Barry Eye. And web series, $50, Joshua Mayer, Joe Barter, Anna Barich, Michael Jackson-a-thon, $40, Mauron, John Roop, 80s cartoons, Joshua Mayer. There was a lot of great topics. We also had contributions from more Joshua Mayer, more Big Bad Shadow Man, Hatching Phoenix, Durafago, Elizabeth Parkhurst, and Pestilence contributed, but did not contribute towards any movie marathons.
Oh, cool.
That was their decision.
Thank you. We appreciate your unadulterated love.
Anna Barrett says, bringing web series up to share second place on the unlikely chance it wins, I'd suggest adding the Chronicles of Alexander Hawthorne to its roster.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. I didn't have a chance to look into it, and web series didn't win, but I definitely would like to look into it, and web series is a great topic. I hope a lot of these get resurrected in future movie marathon months.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I think it's safe to say that I don't know if we have an exact date yet, but we're looking at late March for a movie marathon, so look at the Saturdays in late March and think about what it might be. And if we can, in fact, do that, then we totally will. Durafago said, just a general donation to make it an even $350 for the month. But then we went way past that.
Yay!
But Durafago, that was an important stepping stone to that almost $600. Barry I said, monthly Nerdy Show donation towards box office bombs. I still hold hope. Mjolnir said, putting 25 in for the Greg Weissman-a-thon, more D&D and Ghostbusters Resurrection. Jim Finley said, Greg Weissman-a-thon marathon? Shut up and take my money. Sage Zero here. $10 down for the Weissman-a-thon. Your nerdy energy keeps me warm in this unpleasant weather. Pestilence said, greetings again. I've decided to start up a personal monthly subscription, just like some of the other listeners have. It's the least I can do. I feel as you continue to pump out great content and the beginning of the new year felt like the perfect time to start it. Keep up the fantastic work. And dude, thanks so much. Someday we actually hope to, if for those of you who want to contribute on a monthly basis, we hope to actually have a subscription thing set up. But we also want to have some other features with that thing. So if you guys want to contribute to us monthly, that's really fucking cool to us. And thank you. You're awesome. Garrier said, Greg Weissman-a-thon, because... You want to see the bees? Look at all these bees, Hex.
That was an appropriate pronunciation of
that's a whole nest of bees. Somebody better call a fumigator. And that stupid joke broke Hex.
It's a whole swarm of consonants.
Joe Barta said, put this on the Weissman-a-thon, please, good sirs. And that rounds out the contributions for January. February, Sean Lawlor said, brand new Dungeons and Doritos, shut up and take my money. Also, you know, for all the other cool shows you guys release. Brent Richard said, Dungeons and Doritos is back, take my money. There seems to be a reoccurring theme here.
Yeah, I think we should do that more often.
Yeah, for those of you who didn't catch it, Dungeons and Doritos is now every other month. That means we are on a consistent schedule, and guess what? We've already recorded the second episode of Dungeons and Doritos, so it's well underway into production. Everything is coming up great, and we're recording Call of Cthulhu this month as well. So, it's all looking good. And hey, we're talking about RPGs. We got approved for a MegaCon panel on Saturday, in the late afternoon, like 5 or something, at MegaCon, the biggest convention of nerd stuff in Orlando. And it is all about tabletop role-playing podcasting. If you can come out to MegaCon, expect to see a lot of the crews from Pokeballs of Steelix, Ghostbusters Resurrection, and Dungeons and Doritos, maybe even our Paranoia XP one-shot, present on the panel, or at the very least in the room.
And hopefully at least one of the members of Dungeons and Doritos can come out in appearance.
Yeah,
VMAC came out last time. I wonder who will come out this time.
I wonder who could make a special appearance as a character from Dungeons and Doritos. That would be so surprising. Big Bad said, here's $5 for the awesome new D&D. I really like the bit where the audio made it sound like Rule was walking around Barty. Pretty cool, guys. And it was pretty cool. Colin didn't tell me he was going to do that. It's super creepy. Spoiler alert. He also contributed $5 for the new Ghostbusters episode because Big Bad is a rad dude.
Yay.
Should change to Big Rad Shadow Man. No? Okay. Never mind.
I was trying to like combo off of that, but I couldn't come up with something for like Shadow that would be like on top of Rad.
Yeah.
Like Big Rad Awesome Man, but that didn't work with Shadow, so I was just sitting there buffering, so I apologize.
Yeah, nothing cool rhymes with Shadow, just Shadow.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
Rachel Maddow? Big Rad Rachel Maddow, man? That doesn't know. While awesome, does not work with that particular sentence.
Big Rad Walter Matthau.
Man.
Nope. None of these work.
No. Nope.
Big Bad Shadow Man is the way to go.
Yeah, we tried, though. No, we tried.
Yep. Mr. J. Muir said, because I love you guys, here's $18. Also, here's six more for the Epic Podcast, because why not?
Yay.
And that's all the awesome contributions so far. We still need to make our initial goal of $300, the monthly total that we need to support the entire network, to keep it all running, to pay the bills, and so on. So if you guys contribute, you get cool stuff. And if you contribute a lot, you get even more cool stuff. And Nerdy Show Live releases happening all month. So right now we're releasing Nerdy Show Comic Show to YouTube. Then we're going to be releasing Nerdy Show Live to YouTube. And I'll just tell you, we're doing a Nerdy Show Microsode Live that is not a part of the actual Nerdy Show Live as it was previously. So there's also going to be a Nerdy Show Microsode Live recorded at the same recording session of Nerdy Show Live.
Yeah.
So that's that. Hex just got back from his honeymoon. He saw some Mayan ruins.
Yeah, I went on a Disney cruise, which I highly recommend. And we went to Mexico and the Bahamas and the Cayman Islands. And apparently Disney has a private island in the Bahamas.
Are you surprised?
Not really. It was fun. There was a lot of construction going on hidden behind trees, but I could see them because I'm 8 feet tall.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. They should build a recreation of King Louis' Bar, or just Louis' Bar from Tailspin. Wouldn't that be cool, Hex?
God, yes.
I mean, it's supposed to be Polynesian, but you could do it in the Bahamas, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they could get ladies to dress like Rebecca Cunningham, the most attractive mom in all of animation.
That's only because Gadget wasn't a mom.
but Chip and Dale were going to make her a mom. Am I right?
Yeah.
We don't know which
you
one,
are right.
Though.
But that was fun, and checked out a bunch of Mayan ruins in Chechoban, off of Costa Maya, and then on the island of Cozumel. It was really cool. It was really inspirational. I'm working on a story now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I highly recommend cruises by Disney.
If you want to know what else is happening with the Nerdy Show community, we have a person who, if you're a regular listener of Nerdy Show, you probably know and love, Trench88. He was a honorary producer, and now he lives in Orlando and is a community manager. He's completely awesome, and he's doing weekly updates of everything that the network puts out. So if you think maybe you missed something in the week, well, you can check out his community updates every single week. And in the community updates, he also talks about stuff that is forthcoming, some stuff that I've probably forgot to mention, like some of all of the events that are coming up that we're doing. I mean, convention season and festival season is about to start, and we're going to head out to as many places as we can. Already eyeing MoogFest in Asheville and Space Coast Nerd Fest over in Titusville. And of course, we're going to E3 with Bleeding Cooligan. The biggest team we've ever had is going out this year.
Oh, man.
Six people.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We're able to get that many in?
Well, Bleeding Cool is able to get that many in.
Yeah.
We're covering for Bleeding Cool.
Bleeding Cool. You're so cool. You're dripping with it.
They're just, yeah, they're oozing.
It's oozing.
You should probably put a rag on it.
Yeah,
keep
at least
pressure.
A Band-Aid, yeah. Something. I don't. Someone get a tourniquet.
So that's all I can think of to mention. Thanks so much for listening. And of course, check out Nerdy Show Comic Show Live, where we talk to Charles Soule and do some crazy stuff. There's a rage cage. You'll love it. And let us know what you think.
Because that's how we get better.
Yeah.
Constructive criticism.
And since Professor Shy Guy is coming to be our special guest on this episode of Nerdy Show Live, we're going to play a song of his.
Yep. We're from his pretty amazing album, Rated Heart, which Mr. Mark with a C listed as one of his favorite albums of 2013. Not favorite nerdy albums, favorite albums.
Period.
Period.
Exclamation point.
We have
ellipses.
Destroy Metroid.
Semicolon.
Featuring Amanda Lepree, which you may know from Descendants of Erdrick, as well as Those Who Fight. She's a phenomenal guitarist and vocalist. So she tag teams kicking some Metroid butt with Professor Shy Guy on this track.
Yes, indeedy. So here's Destroy Metroid by Professor Shy Guy with Amanda Lepree. Get excited for more Nerdy Show Live. Bye, I'm Cap.
Bye, I'm X. Oh, yeah. Send down to Zebus to work with my team of space pilots to replicate Metroids with beta waves is our design. Assisted by the Chozo, we work to preserve and then control Metroid rebirth when the galactic phase
Thanks for listening to Nerdy Show. We mean that. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of Nerdy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks.